as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Privilege to talk to you about what I call the blessings and the dangers of honor and dishonor. Oh, you are not happy at all tonight. Say the blessings and the dangers of honor and dishonor. How many of you want to succeed in life? Come on, can I see your hand? How many of you want to prosper in life? And we are looking at something very, very mysterious when it comes to blessing and cursing. There is something adia ba ku bi wo ho no ma ebetimi ama 119 shiremu ewa brabo mu ebetimi so ama 119 numimu ewa brabo mu. And it is called honor and dishonor. That is say ubu nipa ana say ubu adia ene say umu adia na we nin so adia ka. Amen. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Some of you know this scripture all the way from Sunday school, and you think it's a scripture for Sunday school people, but very soon you realize that it's a scripture for you and I, even at our age. Amen. Ephesians 6, and it says, children, obey your parents. Do you know that we have 80 years old children? Once your mother is alive, you are still his child. True or not true? Once your father is alive, even if you are 60 years old, you are still his child. You know, the Queen of England is still alive. And it's Prince Charles, his son, is still alive and is also old. But as long as the Queen is alive, he cannot be king. So he has remained a prince for all his life, and his children have joined him to also be princes. Amen. So what I'm going to talk about is not for kids. It's for everyone who have a mother, a father, a parent, a guardian, a pastor, a spiritual father, spiritual mother. What I'm going to talk about has to do with your life. Amen. Amen. So tell the one by you that what pastor is talking about has to do with you. Everyone who is part of this ministry is supposed to be a son of Pastor Prince and a daughter of Pastor Prince. Amen. Amen. You are all supposed to be, I'm using the word supposed because some are not, in essence. Some are not. Their behavior doesn't show. But you see, every one of you, in essence, you are supposed to be my sons and my daughters spiritually. Amen. So what I'm going to talk about, I'm talking to my sons and my daughters spiritually. And it also applies to your natural parents. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. It said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Say it is right. To honor. Say it is right to honor my pastor. Say it is right to honor my father. To honor my mother. To honor my pastor. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Is that honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what is the promise? That it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. Can I have an amen? In other words, for it to be well with you, for you to live long, there is something you ought to do as a child. There are many commandments in the Bible, but there is only one commandment that comes with a promise. And the commandment is that honor. And as your father, if you want to prosper in life, you want to prosper in this church, you want to prosper in the things you do in life, as long as I am your spiritual father, you must learn to honor me. Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as your parents are there, you must learn to honor them as well. Can I have an amen? If you don't know the place of honor, you will sell yourself off for struggling and poverty and curses. If you don't know the place of honor. What is the meaning of honor? Honor is from a Greek word, timaio. And timaio means to revere. Everybody say revere. In other words, to give reverence. Say udio buo mob. That is honor. You can say udio bini, udini ni. Say udio buo emano. You honor. To honor. It means to revere, to value. To value someone. To respect. To respect. To hold in high esteem. So you are supposed to respect. You see, a lot of you have been saying, oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. In fact, after that name, I've been hearing it very often. Even from people who are backsliding. People I don't know their whereabouts. The moment they call me, the way they are daddy. And so sometimes I wonder whether they are really my children. But you see, a lot of you don't know how to honor a father. Amen. And how to honor a mother, how to honor a spiritual father, or how to even honor natural fathers and natural mothers. Can I have an amen? The Bible says that honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, so that it will be well with you and your days will be prolonged on earth. Can I have an amen? Listen to me. God is a God of order. God is a God of order. Everybody say, God is a God of order. And he made all things in order. He expects all things to be done in order. He made all things in order. And you have to understand, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. He said, now let all things be done decently and in order. It should be in order. Everything we do in life should be done decently and in order. In other words, don't do things basa basa. Tell someone, don't do things basa basa. Don't do things anyhow. That's what I mean. Don't do things anyhow. Don't do things haphazardly. Don't throw away things anyhow. That is why when we are doing church, we do church in an excellent manner. We want to do everything with perfection. Because the Bible says that everything must be done decently and in order. We don't do things anyhow. In our church, we believe in this golden law. Everything must be done in order. Say order. Everything. So when you come to this church, you don't just become a pastor. No matter, you can come with your master's degree from theology. When you come to the church, everything must be done what? Decently and in order. You will go through the ranks. Amen. Oh, amen. You will go through the ranks. Let me tell you, I have one of my sons here who is a reverend minister. That's what you people don't know. You don't know he's a reverend. You don't know. I know he's a reverend. He has been ordained a reverend. Long time. You see, so when he joined this church, I should have just said, oh, you are a reverend minister already. You're a reverend minister. So, Charlie, just come and co-pastor. But no. Everything must be done decently and in order. In shishaye daho. In shishaye. In shishaye. Saopese ejumani kwenima. Pen shishaye to. You see, this is the word of God. Let's not do church keke anyhow. This church will grow to be as huge as ICGC Lighthouse. So everything must be done in order. Can I have an amen? It doesn't matter our level now. We are just putting things in order. So God created things to be in order. God doesn't want by heart things done haphazardly. Exodus chapter 20 verse 12. He said, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth which the Lord your God has given to you. So God has given you this earth, but honor your mother and your father so that your days may be long. If you want your days to be long, honor. That is God's order. God's order is that children should obey parents. Children should obey their father, your spiritual father, your natural father. If I am your father, then God has planned that you should obey me. Can I have an amen? You should honor me. Can I have an amen? So you must honor your parents at home. If you want to be successful, you see, we only hear this thing at children's service. But let me tell you, this word is for grown-ups like you and I. Because you see, a lot of people are dying at age 20, dying by heart at 24. People cannot grow anymore. And we keep seeing what a shock. And we connect the what a shock to a witch and to a wizard. But what we have forgotten is that we are breaking order. We are breaking protocol. Now, children don't respect parents. Children don't honor
any man of God. We talk by heart. We talk anyhow about men of God. We talk anyhow to our mother, our father. Some of you can even throw blows with your mother. Some of you can throw with your father for your mother. You fight with your father to protect your mother. You dishonor your father and your mother. That is why people are dying early. Do you want to be rich? Do you want to live long? Then keep God's arrangement. God's order is that children, honor your father and your mother. And do you understand? That's all I just said. It's in the Bible. Amen. Mommy, now put them. Oh, Papa. Amen. God's order. He made all things in order and he expects all things to be done as he wants. So he wants children to honor their parents and he wants young ones to respect elderly in every field of institution. Listen to me. Anyone who breaks God's order will receive the punishment thereof. That is why people are poor. People are poor. People are not prospering. People are not growing old because we don't understand this. Now, why is the Bible saying we should honor and not dishonor our fathers? Why is the Bible saying that you must honor me as your father? You can behave anyhow towards me if you want. But you see, there is a blessing if you can honor me as your father. I'm actually your spiritual father. That's why you are sitting down listening to me. So if you don't know how to honor me, you will live here with a curse. Yeah, a lot of people come to church, they deal with pastors and they go with curses. A lot of people deal with their natural parents and they grow up with curses. You see that the things that happen to their mother happens to them because they dishonored their mother. The things that happen to their father. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say honor. The blessing and dangers of honor and dishonor. Number one, you attract a curse or a blessing for dishonoring or honoring your parents respectively. You attract a curse or a blessing for honoring or dishonoring. Nyame patchen say se u di omuni anase se when di omuni a de inshida enenam anase de nume enenam. Depending on what you do. Deuteronomy 27 verse 16. Let's be very fast. It said curse is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. Contempt means disrespect. A curse is the one who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Oh, come on. All the people shall say what?
Amen.
You say you can't say the amen because I will war. So you can't say the amen. The Bible says, you see, this is the word of God. Curse be anyone who dishonors his father. And see, a lot of you as who are here, your father didn't take care of you. This scripture is waiting for you. Curse is the one who dishonors his father or his mother. And all the people shall say amen. You see, this one, whether you say it amen or not, it's written in the Bible. So you can choose to swallow the amen. It doesn't change the scripture. I said, that's it what? It doesn't change. With the upper, men just say, hey, we see the minka amen. One kakrayatro. Yes, you say that graph. What is written is what is written. Go and ask Pilate. He will tell you what is written. You can't change it. The Bible says that anyone who disrespects or dishonors a mother or a father, as I'm here over you now, if you dishonor me with your mouth, in your heart, in your mind, with the way you relate with me, you have just attracted a curse free of charge. And if you honor me too, you respect me as your father, you treat me with respect, you attend to me with respect, free of, without anything, you have received a blessing. That's what God is saying. That's what God is saying. I pray that the blessing will come upon you. I pray that the blessing will come upon you. You can choose to say you don't believe the Bible. The Bible is the Bible, and the Bible is the word of God. And you can't change the word of God. What that author, he said that it is Old Testament. That's why I read Ephesians for you. Ephesians is the Old Testament. What Paul was saying, Paul in the New Testament was quoting from the Old Testament. So if you think the Old Testament is nothing to refer to, then advise yourself. Because Paul quoted this scripture, that this scripture, even in the dispensation of grace, is still at work. Are you hearing me? That is how dangerous it is to obey or to disobey, to honor or to dishonor. Over here he says curse. What does it mean to be cursed? To be cursed simply means to be empowered to fail in life. It is the opposite of blessing. Blessing is to be empowered to succeed. A curse is to be empowered to fail. Amen. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 10:22 that it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. Do you agree with that? So be to me wa wama to me out be din kuku. Uye den ube din kuku because sa to me naba also. Sa won dia ye didin kuku. Instead of I want ye didi yeno. What ya won de didin kuku? And no bohumotin. But spiritually no, I want dia e ye juma womuno. It can only fail. It's a very, very sad thing. And found school abeko. It's a spiritual thing. And you see, the Bible says that it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And as also, in other words, when God blesses you, it empowers you to be rich. I release the blessing upon you. Because you have come to this place tonight, may 13 blessings you begin to count from tonight, may they come your direction. I said, they are coming your direction. He said, the blessing of the Lord is what makes rich. So if the blessing makes rich, then the curse makes what? Poverty. Deuteronomy 8:8. What did the Bible say? The Bible says it is the blessing of the Lord. He says that for you shall remember the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to prosper or to get wealth. What is the power to get wealth? It's called blessing. In other words, it is he that blesses you to prosper. Because he says it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And now he has come to say that God gives you power to be rich. That means you can substitute power with what? Blessing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Bible says, Eyenyami inshida ene mao eyo defo. Ena waba Deuteronomy 8:18. Eno say, Owase wo kai eradi unyan kopon. Ena say, Ono no mao tumia udi yo defo. Na cha say, tumi en inshida eye the same thing. Do you get it? That is what I'm saying, that blessing is power. So the opposite of blessing is what? Curse. And that means that curse is also the power to be poor, the power to fail. I pray that every curse over your life will be broken from tonight. I said every curse is being broken from your life. How many of you want to live under a curse? It's like you have been programmed to fail. How do you start life and you have been programmed to fail? It is like watching a movie and the killer has been programmed. Uye den, the blowman will win over you. No matter how the killer will beat the blowman, there's always a last chance. Because it has been planned that at the end of it, this guy should be the winner. I prophesy a blessing over your life. Whether the devil likes it or not, by the time 2019 will end, you'll be a winner. I say you'll be a winner. I say you'll be a winner. It doesn't matter whether you're on the ground today. God has already blessed you. He has written your end from the beginning. The Bible says he's the Ancient of Days, declaring your end from the beginning. He said, I know the thought that I have for you. They are thought of good and not of evil, to bring you to a good end. The blowman will always come at a good end. Therefore, I declare over your life that your end will be good. I said your end will be good. I said your end will be good. Shout your loudest amen with me. Announce to someone that no matter what I see today, my end will be good. Catch up is and found ya mihu and eh. May ye be ye fe. As I said, me na me a blowman. I am the blowman in my family. Joseph was the blowman in his family. No matter what his family did to him, he ended as the king. I declare that no matter what your family will do, no matter what witches will do, no matter what wizards will do, the righteous shall fall 7 times, and 7 times it shall rise up again. Oh, my enemies, do not be happy because of my downfall, For if I fall, I shall rise up again. If I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. There is somebody you are experiencing darkness, but the Lord will bring you light. The Bible says, weeping may endure but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Say blessing. It is the power to prosper. I tell you, sit down. I always ask this interesting question. I said, Jacob and Esau, who received the blessing and who received the properties? Who can answer? I need more hands. Jacob and Esau, who received the blessing and who also received the property? You, Charles. Jacob received what? The blessing. And Esau received what? Because Jacob ran away from the house after receiving, you are favored, your brother will serve you, you smell like a watered garden, you are, after receiving the prophetic words from his father. Oh, and you have a father. Oh, I say you have a father who can also bless you. And I'm standing right before you. And what I say is what will happen in your future. Isaac didn't give Jacob a car. Isaac didn't give Jacob a key. Isaac didn't give Jacob anything. Isaac only released blessing. And tonight I came as your father, your spiritual father, to release spiritual blessings upon you. That as you are living here, 2019 will meet you a prosperous person. 2019 will end as a prosperous person. Receive that blessing of marriage. Receive that blessing of business. Receive that blessing of growth. Shout an amen.
But you see, Esau came and said everything was gone. Esau was the one who stayed in the house. So when Isaac died, Esau took all the property. But you see, after the whole story was told, it came to pass that Jacob became the ruler and Esau became the servant. The children of Jacob ruled till today. The children of Esau became their servants. Why? Because the blessing was the power. It's like the thing, it is a programming. Say programming. It has been programmed. It has been programmed. You see, and until, if you want the computer, you are a computer man. If you program something, you want it to you have to do what? What do you have to do to it to change it?
You have to code the instructions into the computer. So whenever you run it, you need to get an expected end of what you have programmed.
So, see, the thing codes, your imputed codes, anything that I'm a adieno, you know. Some person also stand up. You have to go back and change the codes. In other words, you have to deprogram and reprogram the thing. And when you deprogram and reprogram, before you can get a different end. Do you understand? So, if there is a curse operating on your life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I deprogram every program curse in your life. And I command a reprogramming of blessing. I cancel every curse by the blessing of the Lord. Receive a new blessing. I neutralize every curse spoken by any man over your life. Spoken by any woman over your life. Spiritual things are more powerful than physical things. So I declare spiritual blessing to cancel every curse from your parents. I cancel in the name of Jesus.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Take back your seat. When you honor a father or your father at home and your mother, you receive blessing. When you honor your spiritual father, as I stand before you, you respect me. And you see, I'll teach you how to honor. Some of you are saying, oh, Pastor Prince, we honor you. It's a lie. Only few of you honor me. So only few of you are good children who are qualified for blessings. A lot of you, when I even speak the blessing to your life, it doesn't happen because you don't qualify for it. But you see, the Bible says, cursed be the child that dishonors the parent, for he shall be cursed. And let all the people say amen, whether they like it or not. Amen. So Jacob was blessed. You see, instead of you to repent, you don't want to rather repent for the word of God to have its course. You are challenging the word of God. You are not too powerful to stop the word of God. So you better honor your father from today. Honor your parents at home from today. So that you can be confident with the word of God. Can I have an amen? It's not your silence that will change it, bro. It's not your silence. Look at Rachel and her father Laban. Rachel and her father Laban. Today, I want to open your eyes to certain things. There are some parts of the scriptures you didn't read. Or if you read, you didn't understand. How many of you know Rachel? Rachel is the second daughter of Laban. The one Jacob went to work 14 years for. Amen. Bright price, 14 years of labor to marry Rachel. Genesis 31 verse 34. Now Rachel had taken the household idols, put them in the camel saddle, and sat, 31:34, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them. Verse 35. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before you, for the manner of women is with me." And he searched but did not find the household idols. Now, let me explain this thing you have read. After Rachel left with Jacob, and they left their father, and Jacob was taking her away, then Rachel stole her father's precious idol and kept it in her bag by the camel. And then the father was searching for the idol everywhere, asked everybody in the house, and they all said they've not seen it, and came to Rachel. When he came to Rachel, Rachel was supposed to get up so that the father would see the idol hanging by the camel. But Rachel intentionally sat down on the camel, covered the whole camel body with her cloth so that her father would not find it, because her father cannot lift up her dress and see her nakedness. Do you understand? And the father asked the Rachel, "Have you seen my idol?" These people, they were not Christians. So, "Have you seen my idol?" Then she said, "Oh, me, I swear my father can't. I've not seen any idol. I'm not. And you see, I can't get up also, daddy, for you to search me, because I'm in my menses." Yes, she said, "I'm in the manner of women." The manner of women is an expression. It's an expression of menses. Amen. By the way, if you're a woman here and you are not menstruating, come and let me pray for you. The way you've done yourself, come, let me deliver you. Because it means you can't give birth. And we don't want barren women in the house. So ask the lady near you that if you need this prayer point, go and see pastor quickly. You need this prayer. The lady near you. The way you've made your face straight. And you see, are you listening to the story? Hello, are you listening to the story I'm sharing? I'm sharing some fantastic stories here and I'm giving you lessons. That's what I'm showing you. That's what. It's a curse that is working. And it passes from parents to children because of dishonor. That's why. Amen. Now, then this girl said, "Daddy, I can't get up. I'm in my menses. I can't get up for you to search me. You can go and search it up. Me, I said, I've not taken it." What? And then her father said, "Okay, you can go." Now, the Bible has explained to us that for you to not get up in the presence of your father is a curse. Oh, you don't know. When I come to you and you sit down, it's a curse. It means you don't respect me. How many of you, when your father enters into your room, you still cross your leg? And it means you don't respect. You have been watching movies, so you don't know what I'm talking about. No, unim says that out to penny people rima or so original. Unim sa any Africa traditional, and your Bible tradition. Said, "Pastor, how do you know?" Let's go to the Bible. Turn to Leviticus. Let me show you Leviticus quickly. Chapter 19, verse 32. And you know that rising up before an elderly person, a father figure or a mother figure, shows respect. And that ends you blessing. Leviticus 19:32. That you shall rise before the gray headed and honor the presence of an elderly man. Is it in the Bible? It says you shall rise up before what? The gray headed and honor the presence. That means that once your pastor enters, you must get up. It shows what? It shows what? Honor. When your man of God enters in your house, and you are sitting down, daddy, how are you? Oh, daddy, today did you come by car or you walk? When you are at your workplace and your father enters, whether your natural or your spiritual father like me enters there, you must get up and greet. You see, we thought it is for little children. So we taught it in school. So when a teacher enters, then class 10, good morning. You see, it is a Bible principle. Thou shalt rise up before the gray-headed and honor the face of the old man. Honor the presence of the old man, of an elderly man, of a father, of a mother, someone who is elderly. Honor his presence by what? Getting up. That is why when I stand up and I'm coming to the altar, some respectful people get up and some disrespectful people who have not been taught wisdom, they sit down. Because they don't know the Bible. They've not been taught. They are ignorant, ignoramus group of people. Yes, me. Even if I'm at the last end of the crowd, when I see that my spiritual father gets up, I also get up. Why? Because my father cannot be standing for me, the son, to be seated. It's an error. When I go to Bishop's church and he gets up in his seat and I'm at the last end, thousands of people, I will get up. I don't care who is sitting because they don't know scriptures. I know scriptures. I want to qualify for a certain blessing. It shows that I honor this man. God sees my heart and God blesses me. Do you see what I'm saying? So from today, when you are seated and your pastor enters, what must you do? Because I'm saying so. Because the Bible says so, that anytime an elderly person enters, get up. When I go to someone's house and the person enters, I get up and greet. It's a wisdom. And that is why a lot of people don't get blessed. Some of you go for interviews, they do not give you the job because you were sitting down, an elderly person will intentionally enter and you will not get up and greet. And you just sit down because you think it's not time for the interview. But they just tested you. How respectful you are. The CEO just came there and was just looking for something. And you see, old man, and you were sitting down and you want him to stand, and he behaved like he's just somebody to who is coming to look for a job. And you young guy, you've sat down because Uber and Timothy, oh sorry, am I old man in Tennessee? Dishonor, say dishonor. And you do it in the trot nowadays, you do it in the taxi now, you do it everywhere. Why? Because I'm paying, you are also paying. But you're forgetting that the Bible cannot be broken. He who does not rise up in the presence of an elderly person has dishonored him. And he who dishonors an elderly person, a father or a mother, Bible says, curse be that person. Am I teaching? Sit down. And so, what Rachel did to the father, is it not a curse? Not to rise up, because everybody got up when the old man got there. And Rachel said to him, she will not get up because she has hidden the thing. And she gave an excuse that was because I'm in my menses, I cannot get up. If I'm in your menses, you can't get up. So you've been sitting in your room for all the 6 days and 7 days. Like that. It's a lie. The thing was disrespect. He didn't respect the old man. And because the old man could not break into her privacy, the old man went away. But you see, she broke a spiritual law. And so look at what happened to her. She paid dearly. She carried a curse. Genesis 30 verse 1. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children, else I die. In other words, she carried the curse of barrenness. I pray that you will never carry a curse you don't know about. I see, I'm praying for you and you are not receiving it. I said, I pray you will never carry the curse of barrenness. You will not carry the curse of poverty in your business. The curse of failure will not follow you. Because you disobeyed and you disrespected, you will not carry. Say an amen. Amen. Come on, say an amen. Amen. Take back your seat. Now, look at Noah and his sons. Let me give you another example of Noah and his sons. Do you love the stories I'm sharing? Yes. Oh, are you sure? Yes. James, do you like the stories I'm sharing? Powerful. Genesis chapter 9, verse 20. Look at Noah. Now, Noah began to be an husbandman, planting crops. And he planted a vineyard. Verse 21, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. Verse 22, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside the room, Shem, Japheth, I've seen daddy's nakedness. Daddy is not wearing anything. Hey, come and see the seven wonders of heaven. Then Shem and Japheth, upon hearing, took a garment and they came and laid it on their father's nakedness. They went backwards and they saw not their father's nakedness. Verse 34, and Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, curse be Canaan, that is the son you are going to give birth to. A servant of servants shall your children be? And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant, and God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Say, hey, now I'm going to explain something to you. You see, Noah was the savior of the world, isn't it? He built the ark, isn't it? He was a great father. He saved his whole family, and all the other families were destroyed. But afterwards, he had a problem. The problem Noah had was that Noah liked drinking, not tapensa. So he drank, and when he was drinking, you see that when they are drunk, they don't even know whether they are not wearing their dress or something. So he became naked in his room, shamefully, a whole pastor, Pastor Noah, who could do evangelism for animals to hear and understand that there is something coming for them to enter. He is the greatest evangelist of all time. If you like, go and pray to the dog, whether the dog will enter this place. If you like, pamper the dog, buy gift, and see whether you will stand down there and instruct the dog that hell is coming, come to church, and the dog will come. But Noah was able to do it. Noah preached for all the animals to enter. You see? But aside all his powerful attributes and his anointing, he also fell as a drunkard. That is why you have to know that no matter how powerful a man of God is, there may be one or two problems with him. So your father, as you are seeing me like this, I have some problems you don't know. Every man of God is a man of God, not angel of God, not spirit of God. It's man. Say man. Say man. So he's first a man before God is using him. He's not God of men. He's a man of God. Do you understand? Do you understand? So every sin a man can commit, a pastor too can commit. Every mistake a man can commit, a father too can commit. A pastor too can commit. So Noah committed simple mistake that the people of the world were committing before the flood came to destroy them. They were drinking and fooling. And Noah also after the crusade, Rakatakabaha, also went to drink. And he was naked. And the Bible says he's third born. Say third born. And that is what surprises me. Most of the younger people, they don't respect. Some of you are here, you are looking at my face. You don't respect anything. Don't respect anything. Because your boyfriend is older than your senior brother. So you don't respect. Some of you, by the time your teachers are teaching you in the class, you are even laughing at them because your boyfriends are older than the teacher. Yeah. Am I preaching? You see, Barbara, because of her beauty, as cute as she is, well, if you don't take care, the man that will be chasing her will be like pillar. Then, when I tell her that, come here, she will look at me and say that, Awala, Brabe, share me boyfriend. Because me, I'm skinny. Hey. And so the young boy was rather the one who went to the room to go and watch television. So he was just running, daddy, daddy, entered into the room and saw the old man lying down like that. Hey! And everything was there. Wow. When he saw it, he took a phone. Hey, Ham took a phone and started taking selfie, Facebook. He said, look at my father. Look at my father. Hey, my father, he's not easy crowd. My mother is suffering. Hey. And he was taking photographs and was sending to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Disgracing the pastor, going to CNN, send some to Al Jazeera. Pastor has slept with chorister. Hey! Is that not what is happening? When something happens to a pastor, the first people who hear the news agents, front page, Bishop molests 16 years old girl. Hey! Some of you, when you see your father's naked, you see, nakedness represents his mistakes. and disgraces, things he has done, that is the some of you, when you saw your father with his girlfriend, you went to tell your mother. You are looking at my face. I'm talking about your father at home. One day you caught your father and a girl, and you want to tell your mother. So, that is why your father is cursing you. And the curse will come true. It doesn't matter whether it is true that he did it. The fact that you expose him, I'm telling you. Lying down naked. And then Ham took pictures and went outside and told his brothers. He said, hey, Japheth, Shem, come and see the seven wonders of the old man. Come and see how shameful the old man is. When you now also your suffer. When you now say, Papa, school fees come to me, Chia, who the 16 years old girl, why am I come to your mommy? And that's what some of you have been doing. Am I speaking? How many of you want to prosper? This is the prosperity key. I'm telling you. The reason why you are in Kolabebre any year phone is because omo papa mo do me omo. You didn't say over bomb pay break. Kona ko panicho. Now listen. What Noah did, was it correct? No. It was wrong. So what your father has done at home is true. Or boom, mommy, is true. But that doesn't mean it's a kona ko bono ma o mommy. It's a curse for you. And you think you have grown. What do you say, Sawini? And all that she says is that your bar. Sawsobewo. What do you for the rest of your life? What just say was over breathless in all. Why are you attracting certain curses on your life? Why? I didn't know who attracting in me about Abraham. Mimi who me mammy and papa no mo ya dia meshi omudin. Me can be that omudi dona mini ho. Omudi dono na mini ho. It is a mabana is omu kwa. Minko kimbi. Webe report to, especially your mothers are the first to report to you. When you are papa ye, mune ni nkasa ho, or peso wini to her side, but ni own nim ni se, or man no mi aba oso. Or no nim, ni man ka, nanko onye. But I'm giving you wisdom. Ham saw his father's nakedness. Hey! Pastor Prince, is that what you have done? Hey! Is it preaching, baby? Now, what shall I say, spread it? Hey! Who, baby, who, Pastor Prince? Bra, 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 bra. Yen yanu nya waye ne dinu mi wehu ni papa deja wa kasai tia ni papa wa she ni papa deja. In other words, wa jatu de ni papa guneni ma asamo no so ko kimbi. Eti ye de yen kon ko kaba ye papa. Yen ye bibia ebe ma na koma den atoi. Quickly. Then Shem and Japhet, they came to cover their father. Hey! After 4 hours, when the old man's alcoholic, whatever influence had gone, then he woke up. Hey, hey, what's this? Hey, I didn't know my yay. Oh, it ready for me, born in Chemin. I didn't know my yay. Oh, God, please forgive me. Hey, ah, but who brought this? Just will be happy whom you. Why not? What happened to me, my DJ? Why not? What could come in one see me? Then he called, Shem, Ham, Japheth, come here. Now, I must say that I didn't actually know what happened. but one or two mistakes might have happened. And I slept naked. But it seems one of you or some of you have been here to cover me with this. I want to find out who came to look upon my nakedness. Talk now. Shem, what happened?
Actually, we were there when Ham came to us that you were in your week.
What? Ham came to report to you that I was naked. Ham, you were coming to drink water. So when you saw me, why didn't you cover me secretly?
That I called my brothers to come and discover you.
You called them to come and see also.
No, he was actually mocking you.
He was mocking me. Hey, let me see your phone. Where's your phone? Does he bring it? Hey! Instagram! Instagram! You have killed me, my son. You have killed me. So you couldn't protect me, your father. You couldn't protect my shame. Because I have sinned. Because I've done something wrong. You couldn't protect me. Ham, is that what you can do? Bible says that love covers sins. So you couldn't protect me. So because I've sinned as your pastor, you've told everybody. Because I've done something wrong as your mother, you've told everybody. Because I've taken alcohol, Ham, because of what you have done, you have dishonored me. You will be a servant to your brothers. You will serve them. You will not be prosperous. Curse be your children, Canaan, and curse be them. Oh! And he released a curse on Ham. You will never be cursed. You see? Then he cursed Ham and Canaan. And listen to me. Afterwards, he, you see, by then, Nana Kupon was starting the whole world. It was the way Mune started. And I was saying, Obiye Akwa, no Obiye Blessing. Because now the whole world was starting again. Everybody was dead. It was left with only Noah and his children. So who will be blessed? Who will be cursed? It can't go to everybody. So God made them see the mistakes of their father. So that it will determine those who are mature to be blessed. And those who are immature to be cursed. Whenever you see the mistakes of your father, it is to do one thing. Either to bless you or to curse you. Anytime you see the nakedness of your mother or the mistakes of your mother, and you go and gossip it, you go and report, you talk to her back, eh? Nasa Okampo, Black Pesiba Beda on chain. Me papa wuye, we beda, now we are beda, meme dia na obeka, in numi akam. For talking about what your mother has been doing with other men, in numi. For talking about what your father has been doing, in numi akam. Am I speaking to somebody? This is the key to prosperity. This is why a lot of young people are dying early. If you don't understand the reason today I've given you. The Bible says that so that your days may be what? Long. In other words, if you don't know how to honor them, you will die early. So that it will be well with you. In other words, if you want to be prosperous, I pray that may your destinies be changed. Any mistake you have done, I pray that the Lord will forgive you. Listen to me. Whether Noah was a drunkard or not, Noah was Noah. And when he cursed, it happened. After he cursed the boy, then he blessed the two guys. That you came backwards. You did not look at my mistakes. You didn't talk. It is like seeing your father's mistake and you decide not to talk. Your brothers come to you and then they say, hey, when will your papa come here? Then you say, please, I don't want to talk Sam. Munja in life, man. Oh, yeah, papa. But for you, your mom. Chop it. You say everything. When he was done, he called the two of them, the two brothers, and he blessed them. Blessed be the God of Shem. And he said, Ham will serve you as a slave. And then he looked at Japheth, the secondborn. And he said, you, Japheth. He said, Japheth, God shall enlarge Japheth. In other words, Japheth, you will prosper. He said, Shem, you will be a religious guru. All will come and worship your God. And then he came to Japheth. And he said, Japheth, out of you will be prosperity, enlargement. Now, these are the three wells. I said, this I was. When you trace the root of Africa, Africa is from Ham. The great-great-grandfather of Africa is Ham. I never knew this. It was Pastor Mensah who took his time to trace They study history. The African apostles, that's how they call them. He to the Bismarck. They trace. And it was discovered that when you check, Africa is from the root of Ham. That is why we are still serving. No matter the resources we have, we are still slaves. Check. And you see, when they check the roots, Japheth is Europe. And that is why all prosperity is coming from Europe. What left Europe was not going to America and other places. And then they looked at Shem, they traced his background and realized that that is from Asia. And check, all religions come from Asia, including Christianity. The God of Asia is what the whole world worships. Either Hinduism, either Christianity, Islamic religion, all from Asia. And so, Shem was blessed to be a religious leader. And it is happening now. Japheth was blessed to enlarge and prosper. And it is happening now. And Africa, under the root of Ham, was cursed to be a servant of these two continents. And watch it. Africans are going washing dead bodies, washing old women, nannies, doing donkey jobs. Up to today, that we say there is no slavery. Africans are slaves in their mind. Say mercy. Oh, say mercy. My prayer for you is that you will not carry a curse from your own father. Don't carry a curse from your own mother. And don't carry a curse from your pastor. When you see anything about these groups of people I've mentioned, shut your mouth. I said, do what? Shut your mouth, because it is not your fault. God wants to see whether you qualify for a blessing or a curse. That's why he has made you sin it. Yours is to cover. Say cover. Protect your mother. Protect your father. Protect your pastor. Cover them. They are your heads. Cover them. When your father asks you, where who mommy? Where who saw mommy wafa? But men can't say me who saw wafa. Men yini ma. Uman bisao. And to upa pa wen. Oko ya na sister ko is friend. Ahi ya na mijina. Oni sister ko is afa. She. I'm off. Hey! Listen to me. How many of you want to be blessed? I didn't come here to scare you. I'm giving you free advice. Free. This message, you will not get it anywhere. I'm giving you free. Free advice. If you want to live long, if you want to prosper, don't be a Ham. Be a Shem and a Japheth. Don't be a Ham. Be a Shem and a Japheth. Cover. When you see authorities who have done mistakes, shut your mouth. They do what? Let God deal with them. Let God do what? Deal with them. You see, the other day, I was reading the Bible when God gave the children of Israel instruction. And the instruction God gave them was that nobody should marry from outside Israel. Hey! And God gave them, because the people who make you serve their gods. And God gave them that instruction. Is it not God who said it? Then by that time, Moses had a wife from Midian already. Then for a reason we don't know, whether their wife died or he wanted a second wife, we don't know. But he went to marry another woman from Africa called an Ethiopian woman. From Ethiopia. Now, Ethiopians are not Israelites. But Moses, you are the man of God. It is through your mouth that God said we shouldn't marry from outside. Why have you committed this sin? Is it good for Moses to disobey God? Oh, hello. Is it good for Moses to disobey God? Is it not God who said we should not marry from outside? So, Prophet Moses, why are you breaking the law? It's just like you hearing that, hey, your pastor has done this, your father has done this, your pastor has done that. You see? And the Bible says that when the news came out, people were talking against Moses. Moses, there, he thinks he's above the law. Nobody's above the law. We are all under the law of God. Why is it that you said we should not go and marry from outside Israel, but you have gone to marry from outside Israel? You think that you are a friend of God. You think you are close to God, and which we are close to God. Then they said one of the choir directors, her name was called Miriam. Miriam, the choir director. And you see, Miriam was the senior sister of Moses. Miriam was the one who saved Moses and put Moses by the waterside. Miriam was a servant to Pharaoh's daughter. So Miriam was the one who intentionally positioned Moses where Pharaoh's daughter coming back and helped her to find the baby. And when they were looking for someone to breastfeed Moses, a Jewish woman to breastfeed, Miriam said, oh, I know a certain woman who can do that. And she went to call Moses' mother and brought the mother to the palace to come and breastfeed Moses. So the woman breastfed her own son and she was paid for it. You see how powerful Miriam was. So Miriam knew Moses from baby level. So Miriam didn't respect Moses as a pastor. It's like some of you may think that, oh, I'm older than Pastor Prince. Come on. Let's be serious. When I knew Pastor Prince at Odoko, he was a little boy. Eh? You don't respect the oil on his life, the grace that is changing people. You can't see it. You are looking at when he was a boy. And then Miriam said, hey, Samos is not whatever. Muka friend him remi. Obien timi kan yan san trewa. Bra bra. Womi min ni mu fiti mu kala brim. Say, hey. Now, what is that? Where am I? Who do you think you are? I carried you when you were a baby. I made sure you became a prince. You, Moses, if you don't know, I'm telling you. I made sure you became a prince. I took you to Pharaoh. I took you. I helped your mother to come and breastfeed you. Oh, you think that you are the only prophet? God said we shouldn't marry from outside, but you are above the law, eh? You, the man of God, you have disobeyed God. But that's the word of God. And she was telling, oh, she suffered him. That's the money I suffer. Unim suffering, yamio suffering, yamio. Kwanutu mudu heavy and obehu. Kwanutu. Now we yell up and down. Kwanutu. Now unim. Until you know. If you don't know, keep quiet. And I tell her, address Moses. As he was talking, and I call prayer by Aaron by. Aaron. The Aaron come. Aaron, can you imagine what your little brother has done? He's gone to marry from outside. When God says that nobody should marry from outside, is he about the law?
No, it's not about the law at all.
I can't even imagine.
Tell
him something for me.
Hey, now who also from one? Also from one?
Eh?
One now what they emrane by?
Eh?
Say my young kowaru abundi.
Now say what we town?
Hey.
Also from we town. We are false prophet.
False prophet.
We are false prophet. We are about born in power. Omo ti me catch you. Ever catch you?
Ever catch you?
When that we need to see here.
Hey!
Wow! Say blessing. And cursing. They were talking to their spiritual father, even though he was their little brother. They were talking to their pastor like that. The one that God opened the Red Sea, they still didn't respect. Yeah, some of you, you've seen miracles in my ministry. You've seen things that you were afraid. I remember some of our crusade. But by the time we closed, some of the people have run to me. They were following me. They said they are following me to my room because they are afraid of the demons, what they are seeing now. And they were following me. I said, hey, mo, come with you. They said, no, they will not stay. Because crusade. In your mom, miracles are still booming. Because me your size. You can do what you want with me. Hey! Omo kan omo pe chire Moses. Moses onu ostama eto timi nkasa. O si enya me say. Abu a oni ji anu nyame na eden. And all of a sudden was stand up. Then all of them started looking for a place to go and hide. And then God said, Moses, bring me Miriam and Aaron to the mountain and I will show them who is my prophet. Here, Moses now you're born in true or not true?
True.
And so I didn't tell you that Baba came via Moses. And no na mintiase and so this is a true heaven. And no na won't see no and I won't see da. Who tries to do one won't see da. I saw for every year born in so still Nango San Womo so untia se da Kamanutum Kamanutum Nyankopon on your muye juman to no pair of a punish woman yawu and yawn our friend say Nyankopon kuna untiminkuno opa chiron opefano untimi okodru swan ye be jajeno but as I see su de
nyankopon ohye djumo de ahye ninsa na oyey.
Simple. You see, I'm not saying this. Listen to me. Let me give a disclaimer. I'm not saying this because Pastor Prince wants to do something bad. I don't even have that time. Yeah, I want to go to heaven. No. It's not this earth. I'm not saying this because me person may be born on it. No. But you see, Mantrewa. Me na me also for him from na obeko. On konko tiwo baby. As same when so aso phone to me nka because o musiro. Because ye be ka say oh what work. O be so baby. Me me slow me so when nim na me slow uti. Na me slow na. I'm telling you the truth. That if you want to be cursed, come ask him. If you want to be blessed, come ask him. Simple. You are not the one who called me. Maybe so to me, and then Moses gathered them. Then God came. Bible says that when God appeared, there was like fire. All of them were running. Then Moses was just standing. Oh no, mistake in our ampa, but then God started talking. Then God told them, that is a chance now. One kasa by heart. God told them, he said, Semumu biwoho, nasa oyodifwa. Mene no kasa, ewa dayesumu, ana eniswadi unumu. Nanso makua Moses die, mene ni kasa enim ni enim. Mene ni kasa se obini na damfo. Chese, onyamu size. Na wababe kanu wazis, waye mistake ajara, mina mi makini paper, enye una makini paper. Nyami kasa yue, nami kasa mu, inu mina mudia ba musono. Immediately, and Miriam, Edani Quatafo, Lep, Ahoa, Nene, the dead, and you see, those days, so, oh no, Lydia, oh no, Mutunuma Moses, Mutunu, oh, Mucharesino, oh, go ahead and read. Salvation, then, he has become my salvation. Sanum, and Miriam, not trust Sanum. He has begun my salvation, the Lord is, blah, blah, blah. He sang it when Moses opened the Red Sea. Ah. Rakatakabaha. Osi Moses, uye boy. Yanyo deli, uye boy. Moses, yanyo deli, uye boy. Moses, yanyo deli, uye boy. Now, when Moses sinned, men nanti nanti we. Ay! Domadisa. Eye, yanyo refi. Sena nanka, Pastor Prince, no uti ye. No, refi, because ebi awa ye u mistake bi. Now, kasapa no hunsi se, ay! Say mercy. And instantly, Miriam became white. Became a leper. She died a leper. A musician who saved Moses from childhood. She died a leper. Meanwhile, what Moses had done is wrong. He never did things as wrong. But still, protecting him. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed. That thing is not in a poem. It's in the Bible. Whether you like it or not. Whether the people in the world criticize us for it or not, God said they are the apple of my eye. We are still rabbi so far. Because they come back. Now, when you be obeying so far, now we mistake. On channel to channel. A human on we. Obey man aye. We are still rabbi so. Who they say because of money now bear so far. Don't say too. Hey, and they come back again. It will be our be. I'm going to say, "Jai koye so far." Me smawa kwe class because of uncle. It is a minyani pa bakuno so bear so far. Now, so are a man of God. It is a mistake of a man. I didn't tell what fan on a udine see radio ni so. Now we and a father a toothpick. You sim. Uncle and kitten almost is your archbishop. Why won't you die? Why won't you die early? Why won't you die early? Nyankopon say, many kumi mahu. Many kuma sofu. Don't argue God. You didn't call them. Bible says, who is he that judges another man's servant? What do you mean, daddy obiakwa? And you know, employer. Employer, why would you not judge him? That's okay. Don't go and judge someone's servant. Ask someone by you, do you understand what pastor is saying at all? Honor your father. Honor your mother. Honor your spiritual father as well. Some of you, as I'm talking, you are remembering some things. Some things you said to your own father at home. You see, most of the times, you didn't do it because you wanted to do what I'm saying. But simply because you didn't know. But you see, ignorance of the power of electricity will not save you from its shocks. So even though you didn't know, there are a lot of things happening in the spirit against you because what you did. But because you didn't know, you have the right to repent. Amen. Oh, amen. But see, as I said, we name me and now we hear those days in it, you know. Say, oh, serve on a facha or so the betel. And he will give you another chance to change things. Those of you who have insulted your father, your mother has poisoned you about your father. Your mother told you, your father, Yakagbomoni, useless man who impregnated me, just donated his sperms and ran away. And your mother has poisoned you. And you too, you talk against your father, you hate him. What you don't know is that you are prepared to become just like your father because the same curse is waiting for you. Listen, anybody who fights his father becomes like his father. Anybody who fights his mother becomes like his mother. Don't fight them if you don't want to become like them. Don't criticize them if you don't want to become like them. When you check the statistics, most young boys who saw their father beating their mother, when they grew up, they also beat their wives. It's automatic. When you are young and you say that, I didn't know my mommy, I didn't know about Unia. A form will tell me say obade ojimi ayebono. Because that is what you saw your father doing. It's a spirit. Check it. Most men who are drunkards, their sons, when they grow, they become drunkards. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Do it better. Do it better. Amen. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.